AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Tarigian. The book is The Party's Interests Come First. I highly recommend it to those of us who routinely have to generalize about China. This is the man himself, Xi Jinping's father. And the elements of mystery here are everywhere. I go to one particular night, another scene out of a novel. Xi Jinping is a teenager, and he's with his family, and he escapes one night from the persecution he's suffering and runs to his mother. She leaves him and denounces him. He's hungry. They don't feed him. It's an flabbergasting. I believe this is 1960, 1979. I'm not sure of the date, Joseph. That is very strange conduct, especially by his mother, who otherwise in your story comes across as holding the family together. What was going on in the family at that point?
Well, I think maybe counterintuitively, she was doing that to hold the rest of the family together, because she is taking care of other siblings, other children. And she's afraid that if she protects Xi Jinping after he's fled from this incarceration, that she would be punished and that it would be even harder for her to take care of her family. So we have to remember the political situation in which the family found itself. It's one in which the party is putting pressure on everyone to betray their own family. And so it puts them in extraordinarily difficult situations. And so they have to question whether or not they're going to condemn their wives or their husbands, and how to also protect themselves so that they can continue to help the people that they can. So these are extraordinarily complicated moral judgments that these people were put into during these years.
Location matters. Yan'an, what is that? That's a huge piece of Xi Jinping's life, and he talks about it. Why?
So Yan'an was the base area where the communists built up their forces during World War II, and it was from Yan'an that in subsequent years they were able to launch a war against the nationalists and emerge victorious in 1949. So it has this hallowed, sacred position in Chinese Communist Party history. And it's remarkable that Yan'an is in the Northwest, and the Northwest is where Xi Zhongxun was born and where he grew up and where he helped build that base area, which is where, as I said in the last segment, Mao ended at the conclusion of the Long March. And then Xi Jinping, during the Cultural Revolution, he's exiled to the countryside. And where is he exiled to? Well, he's exiled to the Northwest. He's exiled to an area near Yan'an. And he seems to see this, these interesting, almost historical rhymes. I'm not exactly sure the right phraseology for this, but this continuous returning to that area as a source of re-energizing himself and the party with these glorious revolutionary traditions.
You just gave us a piece of Mark Twain, Joseph. History doesn't repeat itself, but it does rhyme. All right, let's go to what Xi Jinping experienced. He doesn't see his father. He doesn't know his future. He's one of the son of a black gang, is what they were called him. The children of black gang, people who were sent to the countryside, living in caves. Was that purposeful or the best they could do? And how were they treated by the villagers, the peasants?
So this was a mass phenomenon during the Cultural Revolution. It wasn't just Xi Jinping who was exiled to the countryside. There were all of these young people who were roaming the cities without jobs. Many of their parents were not around because they were facing persecution. And again, Mao, as I said, he was trying to figure out a way to make young people more tough so that they would be good inheritors of the revolution. So you have these young people wandering around. You want to do something with them. You want to make them go through experiences like you did when you were fighting the revolution, which means that, you know, going to hardship areas is the closest that they can do without fighting a war. So many, many young people are sent all over the country. And when they get there, it's a powerful moment in Chinese history for this generation, because they bring these radical ideas from the city, these dogmatic views of society. And then they see how poor the peasants are. They see how complicated social relations are. Often it's hard for them to get along with the peasants because, you know, they're young, educated people from the city, and these peasants are quite conservative and uneducated. And Xi Jinping, in decades since, has repeatedly talked about how this exile was a deeply formative experience for him.
Yes, and he keeps applying to the party over these years. Remember, he goes there as a teenager, doesn't have a family, works sometimes, doesn't work other times. He's a child without leadership. He idolizes his father, but he knows he's been persecuted too. But then he does get accepted with the new committee leader in the area. He does get accepted to the party, and he displays his leadership skills. He becomes an important figure in the local village and the local governance. His father, however, we're following his biography. His father, however, has been working to restore himself, always writing letters to the leadership. He writes to Mao, he writes to Deng, he writes to Zhou. He continues to write. Do these letters get read, Joseph?
I don't know if they were read or not, but they weren't answered, and we know that Xi Zhongxun was crestfallen by that.
And he's asking for relief, for reconsideration. Was everybody writing letters, all the purged members of the party? Was that their style?
I think that probably was quite a common approach, was to write letters to the leadership. And these letters that you're referring to, we do have them. They are available. And the plaintive tone in them is quite remarkable. You see Xi Zhongxun expressing worries about the fate of the country, that the spring harvest will be in trouble because the Red Guards are causing so many problems. And he's even describing about how the Chinese Communist Party cadres are being persecuted in a way that was reminiscent of what had happened to them by the nationalists in the Civil War. And he even says, you know, I've been facing so much struggling. I think that my use as an example for people has expired. Please let me go back to work. Please let me, escape this torment. So
the book is The Party's Interests Come First. Joseph Tarigian is the author. When we come back, the father restored and the son launched.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.